in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he
won't. Infinity Exteriors poll is in the field on Twitter at JenGabeChewy. What position do you view as more important to team success, the offensive line or the wide receivers? Early portion of the poll, but it is 100% to zero right now in favor of offensive line.
Good luck with that.
Okay. Well, the Packers lose an offensive lineman yesterday as former second-round pick Josh Myers signs with the New York Jets. Former first-round pick Eric Stokes earlier in the week signing with the Las Vegas Raiders. And yesterday, former second-round pick A.J. Dillon signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. While we do not have the exact number on the one-year deal for A.J. Dillon, we can assume it is close to a veteran's minimum, meaning a first-round pick and two second-round picks Brian Gutekunst previously made have combined for a second contract of less than $10 million, which I think is a pretty clear indictment on Brian Gutekunst's talent evaluation. Now, you can give him credit on some, right? Like Elgton Jenkins, Zach Tom, Jordan Love, Jair Alexander, right? Those guys had good second, well, Zach Tom will have a good second contract, we assume. But those other guys obviously have signed second contracts. So you can give him some credit on some of those guys. But this is a pretty big indictment of post-Aaron Rodgers era and how it's gone. Eric Stokes, Josh Myers, A.J. Dillon all out of Green Bay this offseason. And the three of them combined for a second contract of less than $10 million. So despite the last segment we did, right, looking at position groups that are falling short, this is a pretty clear indication that if you aren't going to get things right in the draft, especially in those higher rounds, you're not going to compete for a Super Bowl. It's as plain and simple as that. And this is about as clearly spelled out as it could be. Not great, Chew.
No.
I would say no.
I'm just looking at Pro Football Focus offensive line grades.
I bet the Eagles were pretty high up there.
Yeah, you know what the Packers were?
They were probably a top 10 group because they were continuity. They were healthy. Yeah,
eight. I mean, we love Pro Football Focus, right?
Yeah, we're huge fans here. Yeah,
you're not, Joshy? Why?
They're a little inconsistent in their rankings, and we don't all agree with it. It's a
fine tool.
It's a what am I looking for? It's a point you can. It's one data point.
There you go.
I think amongst many others, but yeah.
But
I mean, the Packers graded out across all different, like there's people who do it, the PFF does it. They graded out pretty much as a top 10 unit universally last year.
Yeah, but I think a big part of that was how healthy they were.
Yes.
Right, 16 of the 17 regular season games, they had all five starters on the field, which is just super rare in the NFL. And then you saw what happened. One piece goes down in that Philadelphia playoff game, and everything just starts crumbling, which is why I think Goody had such a heavy emphasis on replacing, to Joshy's point earlier, on replacing Josh Myers by bringing in a free agent like Aaron Banks. Now, did he overpay for Aaron Banks? That's a different conversation. But he wanted to have a solid five, if not six, because as Wilde pointed out to us earlier, Jordan Morgan's going to have to find his way onto the field at some point, hopefully this year, as last year's first-round pick. So right now you have a group of six guys you feel pretty good about. And every team's always looking for a good, you know, depth lineman, seventh, eighth guy. But that's why he emphasized it in free agency. I didn't see it coming, but I'm not going to kill the decision because I think having a good offensive line is important.
Well, let's see where. I don't want draft. I'm trying to find where the receiver's at, but I can tell you what, the receivers weren't eight. I don't know. Call me crazy, but I'm all for building up important position groups that are lacking as opposed to ones that are in the top 10.
But don't
you guys agree with that?
Yes. Yeah. At its core, in a vacuum, that makes sense. But it seems like we just have to go back to hear the limited conversation of DK Metcalf or Devonta Adams, because anything that happened in free agency, I don't think if the Packers make a signing, you really grade them any better. Like who?
If they had DK Metcalf?
No, I'm saying aside from those two, like everything goes back to those two, but free agency, as it's happened, starting on Monday, there hasn't been an impact player that would make a difference. You can agree or disagree on the price it costs for DK Metcalf, and I think we all here, everyone you've asked wholeheartedly disagree with the Davante Adams move. Think probably they should have made more of an effort there at least. But what were they supposed to do?
Well, I would have got for Davante Adams for $23 million or DK Metcalf for 30. I'm taking DK Metcalf for 30.
And a second round pick.
Josh, if you look at all the top teams in the league, at some point they've made big moves. San Francisco, Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We understand that, Chewy. I don't think...
Well, then there comes a time when you have to do something.
Yeah,
you
but I don't think DK do Metcalf something. Is that move. He's what is he, a top 18 to 20 wide receiver
what
in
about,
the league?
What about Boy. Jamar Chase? Is that the move?
Well, if he became available, yeah, let's go do it. But I don't think he will be.
I'm sure he's available. Everyone's available. Just like everything's for sale.
Is it's everything
just, we got to listen to the same crap this year. Oh, yeah, Super Bowl team. We got to listen to that again. Rolling back the same receiver group, rolling back the same D-line.
It's not going to work if we do that. Right? And again, we can sit here as toads and ribbit and say, hey, we hope for progression from Jaden Reed. We hope for progression from Lucas Van Ness. I'm no mathematician, but I don't think that equals a Super Bowl winning team. I just don't, right? And that's why this free agency period has been a little bit, I don't want to say concerning because I think that's too strong, but a surprise to me that the target position was O-line and corner made sense because it's a position of need. But Rashad Gary and Lucas Van Ness aren't winning you a Super Bowl. I hate to break it to you.
Like, I love fans, but there's a portion of the fan base, like Jason, that I just can't talk to because their glasses are so green.
I think during the season, I think I fall into that category, right?
Yeah. It's just like, God, do you know how good you have to be to win a Super Bowl?
Really good. You have to be the best team of 32 of them. Now, that's math.
Yeah, that's math. I mean, I just, I am fearing June, probably a little bit of May, you know?
Yeah.
I am, because I got to listen to the same noise we listened to last year.
Jaden Reed's going to be the best receiver in football, too.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Believe it. Wait. Believe it. Yeah.
CB1, ooh.
Keyshawn Nixon, baby.
Shut down Nixon. Corner.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep.
No doubt.
Yep. Don't you get frustrated with it, too? I mean, is there frustration out there or no? Or is everyone just kind of like...
It's March. It's hard to be frustrated in March. I said it earlier, but the thing that irritates me the most about this week is the fact they didn't even call Davante. Because that was the move to me that made sense.
I think if you look at our talking text line and our YouTube chat and all the places that people are reaching out to the various programs we're doing, the majority of people are unhappy with the inaction of the Green Bay Packers in free agency. I think you can believe two things, which I think I would. I think the Packers made some pretty good, solid signings. I'm also very disappointed they didn't do anything in terms of adding wide receiver. Because right now it feels like an indication that they aren't that concerned with a position we all think is a concern. And you could say the same thing for the defensive line.
All I want is this, Joshy, because I smell blood in the water.
Uh-oh.
You know, and what I mean by blood in the water.
Oh, boy.
Philadelphia took some hits in free agency,
uh-huh.
Right? Took some hits. They lost their spoiler at Daytona. They got no spoiler, right? With 25 laps left. San Francisco, right? Suspension is off. It's a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a good car. But you know what? We're not doing anything to that car to be, all right, we're zooming. You got to roll the dice and take chances.
Well,
they didn't put a turbo on it.
Yeah, no turbo added, but you just got to hope the wheels don't fall off, right? Because once injuries start hitting, that's...
Absolutely crazy in 1992 when Ron Wolf traded for Brett Favre. They must have been like, this guy is nuts. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a little nuts.
Yeah, I mean, if we remove ourselves from the results, it is crazy to trade for a first round for a guy who wasn't a first round the year previous.
Yes.
Who was too drunk to show up to the team photo. But as you are indicating, sometimes you got to be a little crazy.
Right? You got to be a little crazy. Be a That's little all bit.
Crazy's good in some senses.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
I don't know. It's just, well, it is what it is. Obviously, I have a different timeline because I look at Ron and Ted. Ron went to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years, right? Ted went in his fourth year. We're going on year 8 now, right? This is year 8.
Yeah, for Goody it is.
I think talk's going to get louder.
I'm getting impatient.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think talks of him and LaFleur are going to continue to rise if they don't have more success.
It's starting to ramp up a little bit. And we did a poll yesterday on KBN of essentially which one would you rather have, and LaFleur won it in a runaway. So we'll see. I mean, I still think each of them has quite a bit of leash.
My biggest fear about both of them right now is that they're both good but not great. And good but not great means one. Like, you cautious. Need one of them to be. You need a quarterback to be great.
I was just about to say that.
You need a GM to be great or a coach to be great. And I fear that we got a bunch of good.
I think we have a lot of good.
I agree.
Yeah.
But you know what's good? Good ain't good enough. With
no? Agreed?
It's just not. No.
Need more great.
Need more great.
I need, and I said it all along, I'm one of these guys. Win the Super Bowl, and I'm fine losing for the next 10.
Yep.
Fine.
But now, now it's been 15.
Yeah.
Packers haven't been back to the Super Bowl in 15 years. So.
Yeah.
We will see. All right. We got to get to the top 8 at 8 in about 10 or so minutes. We'll hit that just after 8:30. But coming up next, Chu, you always preach self-awareness.
Yep.
I had a self-aware moment this morning on my way into work. I will fill you in on what that was. Coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with you on a Thursday morning.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, it seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Strofe, Chewy, Joshy, hanging out with you this morning. Chewy is, let me rephrase. Chewy attempts to be a philosopher of sorts. Fair?
I've been called someone before.
The Socrates of your time?
Socrates.
Socrates, yes. Our yes. Local Socrates.
Are you more of a Socrates or a Plato guy?
I love Plato.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know he's referring to the putty.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, without a doubt.
I had to read the Iliad and the Id.
The Iliad?
The Iliad?
Yeah. Iliad?
Sure.
What about the Odyssey?
That was the capsule on Apollo 13, the Odyssey. What Odyssey are you referring to?
Not that one.
Golf club? Nope, golf club?
Nope. Also not that one. So right. something Chu and I have, I think, always gotten along on is for a long time I've preached that the most important human quality is self-awareness.
Very important.
Super important. If not the most important, one of the most important. And I had a moment of self-growth this morning that I was very proud of. So over the course of the last 2+ weeks, there's been a lot of discussion of my athletic ability. After the Mr. Irrelevant Combine, where I participated in a 3-cone drill that has millions and millions of views on the internet, I mean, it's bad, right? I'm too stiff. I run upright. I my arms move a lot quicker than my feet. I look, frankly, ridiculous running. Now, I had never really seen myself run prior to us filming videos of me moving, and boy, is it embarrassing. So I was walking to work this morning about 6 o'clock, 6:30, because I only live a few blocks away. So I walk here and, you know, there was a guy out running bright and early. Respect to him getting after it early in the morning. Sun's not even up yet. He's out, you know, trying to get a good run in. And Chewy, I don't know how to do this justice, but the best way I can describe it is if you've ever seen a zombie in a movie chasing after people, the guy was running like this. And in my head, I was like, wow, that guy looks freaking ridiculous. And then right away, I said to myself, wait a minute, I can't judge people that run like that. I am the last person that can cast judgment on somebody who's chasing self-growth at 6:30 in the morning, despite looking ridiculous. I'm the last person that can cast judgment here.
A couple things about your video there.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw the sun?
Well, prior to that, I mean, it's been a while. I do live in Wisconsin year-round, I mean, unlike somebody on this program.
That is, I mean...
Yeah, but I don't have a pool house in Florida, Chewy.
I'm just asking you a simple question. Do you lay out in the summertime? Do you go to the beach?
Well, so last summer I went to the beach on a Saturday. I may have had a beverage or too many.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. And
well, I take it you're German, right?
Yes, I do have a German
background.
They
don't do well with the sun.
Irish and German are my backgrounds.
Well, that is bad.
Yeah, correct. So I fell asleep at Bradford Beach in Milwaukee, and I fell asleep, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes. And I woke up and I was like, that hurts a little bit. The next day, I mean, it was the shade of, is anybody wearing red today? The ESPN logo to my right. I mean, it was as red as possible. A week later, the entire front half of my body peeled off. It was absolutely atrocious. So, yeah.
If I paid for the spray tan, would you go?
Yes.
You would look a lot better.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Huh?
I said I'll do it. If you pay for a spray tan, I'll go get one.
Jen goes... mostly in the fall before game day. I think you would look
look
healthier.
When does it really start like getting consistently warm in Wisconsin? Right around the NFL draft, right?
Close consistently to the end of April, May.
I'm not coming back.
When do you come
I'm
back?
I'm not coming back till June. Half of June still stinks. Okay. We've learned this throughout the year.
Look,
we always come back in May, and I'm like,
I'll let you set the rules.
Early,
if you're going to pay for it, I'll do it whenever you want. I'll do it tomorrow if you want.
I think you should make them get the bodybuilder type, the guys who do shows that it's super dark to accentuate their muscles.
I don't think we should do that. I think that's a bad idea. I don't have muscles.
Right, I'm coming
to accentuate.
Joshy, I'm coming back April 1. Okay?
Okay,
I will pay for you to get a spray
tan. And you're coming with
me? And you will look markedly better.
You're coming with me?
No, I'm not. I don't need a spray
tan. No, you don't need to get the spray tan, Chew. I'm just asking if you're going to come witness me get one.
Josh, inform the youngster on the radio the chances of me coming along with him to get
sounds like 0%
tan.
Chance.
Yeah, he's never doing that.
0%.
Once again, I will say, I'm not asking you to get a spray tan. You clearly don't need one. You're in Florida.
Or what?
No, but if you're going to pay for it, you might as well see the finished product.
I'll give you my credit card. What's the big deal? Everyone's like, you can't give your credit card.
Well, you're the one that's bringing up the issue of my paleness. If you would like to see the problem get fixed, I think it's only fair that you come with me.
I'll see you the next day.
All right.
I got a lot of things going on when I get back there.
Oh, yeah. Big deal. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you know what is a really... pleasant thing to watch?
What's that?
Someone that can run well. It's like they glide.
Yeah, that's true.
It's effortless. It's so nice to watch. You know?
Yeah, I can't relate.
No?
No.
How did you run cross country? That's the weirdest thing. No coach went...
Again, I don't think that's what I moved like 10 years ago. Plus, 12 years ago.
I'm starting to have my doubts.
You're 26. The prime of your body is at 26. Are you insane? When I was my strongest, fastest, everything, I was 26. You are in the prime. You're in the prime right now.
Top 8 at 8 is next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Go ahead. Is it against the law to be a moron or no?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN, the top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Top 8 at 8 time here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I didn't get the list this week. Chewy didn't get the list this week. It was Joshy who's the mastermind behind this week's Top 8 at 8. He's got a list of 8 things. Chewy and I will try to knock him out. Once both of us get one incorrect answer, it is up to you. Whoever closes out the list will win an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. We will line up the calls once Chewy and I get one wrong each. Joshy?
It is March, and it's tournament time. I'm looking for the top 8 programs in college men's basketball that have the most all-time tournament wins.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not looking for national championships, just the amount of games That's they fun. Have won throughout the history of the tournament.
I like that. Let's knock out UCLA right away.
Good list.
UCLA is fifth on the list.
I was going to guess that.
With 114.
I guess I got to go Duke.
Duke is third on the list with 118.
Okay. North Carolina.
North Carolina is first on the list with 132.
Really? Interesting.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is second on the list with 131.
Okay.
Joshy. Reset.
We've got number one UNC, number two Kentucky, number three Duke, and number five UCLA, which leads me to think let's just stick with the Blue Bloods. I'll go Kansas.
Kansas is fourth with 116.
We've got the top five, Chew.
Let's get a little crazy here and go Syracuse.
Ooh, I like that.
Syracuse is the last team that made the
list. Nice.
They are eighth with 70.
Okay, that's a big drop off. I'm worried. I'm thinking recency bias, but they've been so good for the last two decades. You got to win how many games to win the NCAA tournament? 64, 32. Five, six.
Well, you can eliminate the SEC, right?
I think so for the most part. I'm gonna go Big East. I don't know if I love this guess, but I'm gonna do it. They've won the last two national championships. Give me UConn.
UConn is not in the top 10.
All right, Chewy. Got two left.
Let's go Indiana.
Love that.
Indiana is seventh on the list. Can you close it out? We are looking for one last team. They are the sixth on the list.
One last team. Can you reset it?
North Carolina 1, Kentucky 2, Duke 3, Kansas 4, UCLA 5, don't have 6th. 7th is Indiana. 8th is Syracuse.
Syracuse was a good get by Chew.
Yeah. Let's go with... Let's go Boston College.
No, they are not on the list.
Can you tell me where on the list?
No, my list only has 10 here. So
I just respect him choosing the alma mater. That's why I didn't guess Stevens Point.
I'm going to look it up.
All right, you look it up. Just don't say anything. 800-990-3776. One team left on our top 8 at 8. If you can get it, we'll hook you up with an ESPN Milwaukee prize
pack. I would
say
this is an easy team.
Yeah, I have a few guesses, but I just don't want to say anything that would be.
I know who this caller is. I don't even need to scream.
It's Chef Ed. I see it. Yeah. Chef Ed, you are on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. One team left in the top 8 at 8. Who is it?
I'm going to go with Michigan State.
That's where my head was as well. Yeah.
That would be correct, Chef Ed. Congratulations. You are the winner of this week's top 8 at 8.
There you go. Chef Ed strikes again, as he always does. The guy's good. I was between Michigan State and UConn.
Is it wins or appeared?
Wins. Do you listen? I'm just curious.
It's not a strong point of mine.
No, we're working on that.
22. Where does that? That's got to be close.
No. Not even close. Syracuse at 70. Yeah. Syracuse at four times that. But you got
to go to school. Hold on. Where'd you go to school?
I said I didn't guess Stevens Point for a reason, Chu.
Yeah, but the guy was good. He was really good.
The guy. Who are we referring to? What's his name?
Josh knows. Yeah. Gabe would know.
I honestly have no idea.
I know who he's referring to. Of course I do.
Yeah. He was really good. A couple national championships.
You're referring to the coach, correct?
Bo Ryan.
Not Bo Ryan. That's Platteville. That's where Gabe went to college.
Stevens Point was played for the Bucks. Terry Porter.
Terry Porter did play there. Is that who you were thinking of? I thought you were thinking of the coach.
I thought that was the coach.
No, Terry Porter was the point guard, and then he played like 8 or 10 seasons in the NBA. He's coaching now, but he never coached at Stevens Point.
Oh, was it the dad? The
yep,
dad.
Yep. Dad. What's his name?
It's his dad.
Not Porter's dad.
Kyle Bennett.
Bennett. Kyle. You got Bennett, Kyle right? Bennett.
Kyle.
Not Kyle.
Father of Tony. Father of Tony.
Dick is what you're looking for. Dick Bennett.
Dick. Yeah. I was close with Kyle.
Yeah. No, you weren't. No, not even a little bit. You think people were naming their kids Kyle in the 1950s, 1940s?
I got a buddy named Kyle.
How old is Kyle?
He's 60, son.
Okay. That's one of the oldest Kyles, I would guess.
What do you mean, Kyle Turley?
I don't know who that is.
Wow, you're just not a historian. He was a tackle for the Saints.
Oh, he's a musician now. Did you know that?
Is he really? Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
Went on tour with Hank Williams.
Did he really?
Yeah, apparently. Reading his Wikipedia right now, but he's only 49.
Yeah, he had a temper issue. Yeah,
kind of my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good guy.
All right, great stuff. All right, good stuff, Chu. That does it for the top 8 and 8. Congrats to Chef Ed on closing it out with Mr. March Tom Izzo.
That's my favorite type of list. Nice and quick.
By the way, Marquette, Big East tournament action later today against Xavier. It's a 1:30 tip, allegedly. There's games before them, so that might shift around. But you can hear that game right here, 94.5 ESPN at Milwaukee. Kyle Bruston Norton will be on only in Madison today, 100.5 ESPN in Madison at 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam if you want to listen to them. But you will get Marquette basketball against Xavier. 1 o'clock coverage starts with Brian D. on the Marquette Radio Network. Homer and Tony Smith live from the Big Apple and the Big East tournament later this afternoon here on ESPN Milwaukee. We will wrap up the Thursday edition of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
We actually have like 10 minutes left at the end of the show.
Whoa.
What a miracle.
After we destroyed the clock. I'm trying to look how Gabe did in this tournament because he usually does hideous.
His golf tournament in Vegas?
Yeah.
So what is he playing? He's an amateur. He was explaining this to me, and I don't really get golf. That's why Joshy was the messenger for Adam Schefter yesterday on all things golf. Believe it or not good at golf. So, believe
that's
it or not.
Weird. It tracks, actually. What are you good at? If you could pick one sport that you could dominate, what would that be?
Darts. Does that count?
I mean, hand-eye. I could beat you in darts easily.
No, you couldn't. Couldn't. I promise you would not beat me in darts.
Yeah. Cricket?
Yeah.
Do you play fake darts with a little, or do you play with a real dartboard?
I have no idea what
he's talking about. A cork board versus an electronic board.
Yeah.
I could do either. I'm at the bar typically, so I use an electronic board, but I can use a cork board. I had one in my college living room.
I would take you on. It from a guy who didn't go to class and had a cork board in his apartment.
Oh, look, we have something in common. How fun is that, Chu? Who would have thunk it?
What, darts?
Yeah, we both in our college living rooms. Was it in your living room? Where was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I love darts. Darts is great.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that it? Is that pretty much it? That's your go-to? What about bowling? You got a bowler's body.
No, I stink at bowling. No, I'm really bad at that.
You got a bowler's bowl.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Is an insane insult.
Lawn darts?
See, to me, is that really, that's not really like, a sport, though.
You seem like you would dominate Happy Sack.
Hacky
like
Sack.
Like sitting in the quad, you know.
That's more of a stoner,
Happy Sack?
Yeah,
hippie game.
No, no, I'm not a Hacky Sack guy.
Do you think he's got good foot-eye coordination?
I don't know. It's just... I don't know. I'm searching, Josh. I'm searching.
I'm trying to think of something I'd be good at. Cornhole, I'm kind of fine at. I took last place in a cornhole league last summer with my girlfriend, so I guess that doesn't say much about us.
Volleyball? Have you ever played volleyball?
I did bar league volleyball, but once again, with the team I was with took last place. That was a couple of years back.
Do you think there might be a connection between you being on the team and finishing in last place?
No, because I would argue in both of those examples I was the best player.
Chewy.
What?
What would you think on that?
I've been on the record before. I threw my girlfriend
but
under the bus
if you are the best player.
Yeah, that's...
You're setting yourself up for failure. I understand that. But in a two-person game like cornhole,
you
50% chance it's true.
What about croquet?
Never played. I would try.
You never play croquet?
No, I don't live in a retirement home.
What about bocce? Bocce's a
I'm lashing out now. I don't know why I did that about croquet. Yeah. Bocce's fun, but I don't know that it takes any athletic ability.
What do you mean? Of course it does. Shuffleboard? Have you ever played shuffleboard?
I have. I'm fine. I beat Brad Nortman at shuffleboard once.
How does a non-athletic person get into radio? Sports radio.
Do you want the real story?
It's a very clear path.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
So the real story is, I'm going to make you feel like Richard for a moment. So I had heart surgery when I was 3 years old.
Ooh.
So that disallowed me from participating in contact sports. So that's why I never played football. But growing up,
this up. Did you make this up?
No, I'm being dead serious. Growing up in Green Bay, I told you, the real story is going to make you feel rude. So I had heart surgery when I was 3. I grew up in Green Bay, obviously loving football because we're in the Packers' backyard.
Yeah.
And I kind of just got hooked on it, and I started watching SportsCenter Young, and I said I want to do that. So I just pursued sports media very early on.
Are your parents toads?
No.
They're not?
No, they're also
not. Take it or leave it?
They're also not as nerdy as me. Like, they watch on Sunday. That's about it.
Okay.
I don't know that either of my parents could tell you who the Packers running back is.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, that's a big area, okay?
I lived there for 9 years. I grew up
on the... Can you be a little more specific?
Yeah, I grew up on the east side of Green Bay near, like, McCullough Park and Baird's Creek.
Okay. DePier or Alloway?
That's not the east side. Close
by the prison. By the prison.
No, that's Alloway. No, by like Bellevue.
Oh, okay. Riverside Drive.
Semi. Yeah, not that close, but yeah, you're on the right ballpark.
Now
Main Street.
Now we're doing geography.
Geography of Green Bay. Yeah, Main Street, Mason Street, East Mason.
Okay.
Good stuff. We've got a couple polls in the field on Twitter at Jen Gabe Chewy. Infinity Exteriors polls. The first one of the day was based off Chewy's assessment that your offensive line just needs to be fine. What position do you view as more important to team success, offensive line or wide receiver? 79% of people say offensive line, disagreeing with you.
Well, that's fine because you know what? The offensive line is going to be better than the receivers this year. Let's see how that works out.
And then, Joshy, well done by you posting this poll because I made a mention of this when Chewy offered to buy me a spray tan, which we really did breeze past.
Bizarre. Why that would be something
Chewy,
we
need. Bizarre.
Chewy, have you ever offered to buy a man a spray tan before? Or is this a first?
No, but if you were running on a white surface, all you would see is your tank top and your shorts. That's it. That would be the only thing you see. Fair?
Yeah, that'd be fair. I mean, okay. I'm very white right now. And again, Chewy, I think, is projecting because he doesn't realize that it's not 80 degrees and sunny every day here in Wisconsin. Well,
Also, some people are just fair-skinned. We want them to do about it.
I get it. I get it. But I'll leave it alone. How's that?
All right, leave it alone. I said I would get a spray tan once it becomes consistently worn. You know, get my summer body going. And Joshy posted a second Infinity Experience poll on Twitter at Jen Gibchewy. In what month does it get consistently warm in Wisconsin? 45% of people say June. What are you laughing at? What's wrong now?
Summer body?
Yeah.
What is your body now? Leap year?
Hibernation body.
Yeah. I got a little bit of a beer belly growing right now.
You do? All right.
Why did you
see? Very disappointed.
Why did you say that with a question mark?
I
actually looked at myself in the mirror today, and for the first time ever, I thought to myself, "Ooh, am I putting on weight?"
I'm surprised you haven't taken me up on me personally training you.
I literally said yesterday, I absolutely will take you up on that when you get back. You said April 1st, right?
Yeah, but you got to sup up too. You need some protein in your body, bro. I mean, you need some major protein in your body. I mean, major. Major.
We're talking clinical amounts here that are required.
Yes. I want you to eat chicken until I get back. Nothing else. Just chicken. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just chicken.
What about eggs? Can you mix in an egg?
Yeah. What about an egg or two?
On Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay, great. It's Thursday. I'm having chicken and eggs tonight. Hard boiled.
You made it. 2 days. You're good. You can sleep in tomorrow. Gabe's back. Could you do mornings or no?
I think so. Yeah, I do. I think my eyes just look tired.
The question is, do you think he can do mornings?
Yeah,
too?
The question's more up to you.
I'll get back to you.
Well, he won't be getting back to me for a while because I'm not doing mornings for a while. Been fun hanging out with you the last couple of days. Gabe is back tomorrow with Chewy. Back to normal life. Will the Italian Life Potato Sportsbook up next.